It is a real treat on our show today to have Betty Hayes in the studio with us and Cheryl Baxter, and we are going to talk a little history of the Richland Center Auditorium and the many dance recitals. Betty, it is such an honor to have you in the studio with us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
How have you been doing lately?
I've been doing okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think she's been doing well.
I think she's doing really
yes.
well.
I do too. Look at her.
So Cheryl tells me this is coming up. This is going to be your 80th year of
yes,
teaching.
Yes, it will be.
Wow. What an accomplishment for
yes,
you.
Yeah. It's been great.
I have to up her Guinness World Record now because her world record's at 76 years. So now at the end of the 80th, she's broken her own record.
You're going to be in the record book. That's awesome. Do you remember your very first recital?
Oh, yes. It was, it was in Lone Rock. And now do you mean my Richland Center first one?
No, your very first
my
one.
My very first one was in Lone Rock. And that was in
1948. Yeah. She started teaching in 47, so then the recital was the next year, which was 48.
Would be a year later. You know, you have to teach.
You got to have the year to
before
study.
You can have a recital.
So, wow.
So, yeah.
So I'm trying to think back in my mind, how many generations that
three.
Would be?
Three. Yep, I've had three generations.
Three.
Yeah.
My goodness. Yeah.
And that was back in the days when the parents made the costumes. There wasn't costume houses. The parents had to sew the costumes.
And her mother played piano.
Yeah, that's right.
There weren't records. She didn't have any music yet. Your mother played the piano.
Yeah, for all 50. I had 50 numbers in my first recital, and my mother played them all on the piano because there wasn't the record companies then, you know. So, yeah, so that was very, very interesting.
Your first recital here in Richland Center then was what year?
1951.
51.
51.
Was here in Richland Center.
Does anything stick out about that one, or do you remember it?
Oh, yes. That was quite a deal. And then we had rain one night, and the rain came. The rain came in the balcony and went running down the steps in the balcony.
And the kids were on the fire escape trying to get in, and nobody ever got hurt. They had to line up on the fire escape and come in that
all
way.
All 50 dances with all those children, yeah. I had parents out there, and they'd have to open to stay by the doors and everything. But nobody, like Cheryl said, no one got hurt. But they had to come up the fire escapes and go on the stage. When they were done dancing, they went the other side of the stage, went down the fire escapes to change costumes again. There was two dressing rooms upstairs, and the seniors got those. So they always waited to be a senior so they could be in the dressing room upstairs.
And you were telling me some were across the street at the Masonic Temple.
Oh, yes. Then the Masonic Lodge let us use their place. So then we had, and they did actually, the city did shut off the street for us, which was wonderful, so the children were safe.
So they could cross the street without having to worry about any traffic. They just closed the street down.
Yeah, but a few years before that, they had to watch out for the cars. Then they would cross the street, change costumes, and come back.
That's dedication, so, too. So. Many of them with tap shoes on, probably, right?
Yes, they were. They were. So they had to be quiet.
Good memories.
Yeah.
So did you have someone playing piano then, or were you with records by that point?
Then we started with records, yeah. And part of each piano and the records as the records came out. I would sit for hours in a record store, playing. We could play the records and decide what we wanted to buy. And we had a little booth that you sat in.
Mm-hmm. And then it went reel to reel, and my dad would put everything, all the music on the reel, the big reel to reels. And sometimes if he was backstage, some of the costumes would get stuck in the reels.
They'd back
and
up.
So we'd have to stop and then, you know, rewind and try to find the beginning of the song. Because, you know, some little ballet tutu got stuck in the reel.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that happened. Yeah.
Yeah. And if the tape broke, that would be like, boy, oh, boy. Show would have to stop for a little bit,
right.
Wouldn't it? Wow. The other thing I have to think about is all of the vibrations from the dancers on stage. Did that make the records skip from time?
Yes.
Did it?
Yeah, it would. It would.
You really got wild with the number.
And sometimes the stage would have little divots in it, and so Ellen Keller Evans, we did Morning is Broken and Susan Wisniewski, and we go around with Dad and try to fill in all the holes on the stage because our point shoe would get into that divot in the stage and we'd, you know, fall over. So after dress rehearsal, we'd go, oh, there's a divot, there's we got to fill that in.
My goodness. Talk about dedication, right?
That's right.
And you used to pack them in as far as numbers. I mean, the auditorium was at capacity many nights, wasn't it?
It was, yes. We had and you know, in those days, too, there wasn't a lot of entertainment. And in Lone Rock, when we were there, they were sitting in the windowsills. There was no other entertainment. So everybody came. You know, so
and there was a big fire curtain that they used to have, and it had a hole in it that we'd look through, and they made an eyeball on the backside of it. So we'd all look out to see who was in the audience. Yeah. And Mom's first student, Penny Emery, that helped her start this, asked you to start the studio.
Right.
She was one of your classmates in Blue River.
Right.
We couldn't start the show until Penny got there. And Penny was always 10 minutes late. So the show always started 10 minutes late. Mom would look out that peephole. Nope, Penny's not here yet.
That's VIP treatment.
Oh, that though. Is.
Stop the show for her.
Well, that's true.
Oh, my goodness. So then, of course, you had the chance to teach your daughter, you know.
At, yeah, she started at 2.
Yeah. But dancing. She obviously had a little something extra.
Yeah, she did.
Did you see that early on?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she did. She picked up in a hurry and wanted to do it all, wanted to do it. I didn't really have to persuade. She wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. So that's important.
At what point did her skills surpass yours, you know?
Gosh, when you were what?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yep. And she went on, like she said, tell some of the things you did.
Oh, well, I went to California in 1978 and did a lot of film. My first film was Xanadu. I think you know that, with Olivia Newton-John and Gene Kelly.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was like right out of the shoot, you know.
How long?
I was there 3 months.
I was 3 months
yeah,
and you
I
were
was there
it.
3 months, yeah.
Wow.
They had a big audition for Kenny Ortega, who's a famous director now. And that was a great job. That was like a 6-month job. And then working with Gene Kelly, of course, Mom's idol.
Right.
Mine too.
Yours too.
But right. Mom grew up watching Gene Kelly when she was younger. So I got to assist him. And he wanted to send me to Paris to teach at the Paris Opera, but he couldn't get the visa. So instead I did Sophisticated Ladies and met my husband George and did Broadway shows. And otherwise I'd be in Paris probably.
Yeah, and it all worked out.
It all worked out.
In the end.
And I've done a lot of TV and film, a lot of TV commercials. And now I'm on TikTok. You know, I'm a TikToker with my best friend Beth. And we have a lot of followers, but we have about 1 million on all of our socials. So that's kind of the new thing, social media.
Yes, right? It sure is. Wow. And you told me a story about, because I asked you about Olivia Newton-John, because that's probably one of the most common questions of you, but she evidently was the real deal.
Oh, she was the real deal. Very sweet. Loved her. You know, we went to her house for a big New Year's party, and she came to the door dressed in a Gone with the Wind dress, and, you know, I was dancing with Leif Garrett and Rod Stewart, and that was in the late 70s, so... She was great. And Meryl Streep, I got to work with Meryl Streep on Death Becomes Her. I was her dance-in. And she was the real deal, too.
Really?
Really nice.
And that's good to hear.
Really sweet.
I think.
Loved
her.
And then I got to work with Michael Jackson a little bit on his last... I was one of the Greg Smith casting people. So I got to sit at the table with Michael Jackson and Kenny Ortega when we cast the This Is It tour. So that was right before he passed away.
Right. Yeah, we just watched that again not too long ago. Yeah. Phenomenal film.
That really. Right. And I'm at that table and we were, you know, I brought the headshots and put them in front of Michael and he'd pick his guys and pick 10 guys and 10 girls. Or no, 10 guys and 2 girls. That was the tour.
So you were kind of in charge of the casting then?
I was helpful with
the
casting.
Dancers, yeah.
Yes, with the dancers.
Because it'd be hard to teach Michael anything.
Oh, no. No, it was basically the casting.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. So crazy times. I'm curious, you know, because Hollywood obviously kind of sucks some people up a little bit. Why did that never happen to you?
I had my Midwestern roots. I came out there with 3 people from the Midwest, from Wisconsin singers, Mark Sabell and Bobby and David Saloudis came out there. And so we kind of were grounded. We'd go out in the world and then we'd come home and talk about, did you see that person? And did you meet that person? And, you know. So we had our home base for the first 5 or 10 years, you know. We're all still close friends. So
yeah, that's wonderful.
I think that helped, though.
Yeah.
To go out there with your people.
Did you ever think about what mother would say or what mother would think, though? Probably, right?
Oh, sure. She came out a lot. She was out there with us for a lot of things.
Yeah.
She came to the Academy Awards 1 year that I did it. 2 times.
Two times, yeah.
Yeah. They came to the awards, and we went to the big party afterwards, and She had her camera, of course.
Amazing. Yeah,
taking pictures of Tom Cruise with his, you know, award.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, she's not afraid.
No, we can see that. Yeah. Did you ever think, though, you know, you're a small town girl, did you ever have to kind of pinch yourself? Like,
oh, sure.
This is really
and happening. This is a good time for your surprise.
My surprise? Okay.
Yes, and I'm supposed to tell you it's better than a ski pop.
It's better than a ski pop? What could be better than a ski pop, Betty?
Well, I will show you. And you were always talking about solid gold.
Yes,
and
yes.
And that you call your...
The solid gold dancers.
Yes.
Were you on that show?
No, but they were all my friends. So I have to fill from the solid gold dancers. George, would you take this over to you?
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
This is my friend Pam. She was an original Pam Rossi.
Look at that.
So she was original.
Oh, that is... Oh, my goodness.
And then here's my friend Macarena was a solid gold dancer. Wow. These are all for you.
And these are real autographs?
Yes. I wow. had them send them to me. That's from oh, Trisha.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
That's right. All the solid gold dancers. Solid and here's gold. The last one from Helene. She's the blonde.
I'm sorry you have to look at this. You know, it's here. Not fair to you.
It's not fair. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Trisha McFarlane
and
right there.
And that's from Helene Phillips.
Look at that. That is amazing.
She's an original solid gold dancer. I did audition. I was to Wisconsin.
You what does that mean?
That means I wasn't as sexy as those girls right okay. there. But at year three, I think, I got down to the last five. So, you know. I started to be a little more California-ish, LA-ish. Oh, yeah.
You learned.
I learned.
Oh, my goodness, Cheryl. That is so nice.
That's for you.
Thank you so
from
much.
From the solid gold dancers.
I'm going to have to. They really are.
Yeah. They really are.
Yeah. They're much better looking than my solid gold dancers here on Saturday nights. I can tell you that.
Actually, two of them I did Xanadu with.
Did you really?
Yep. Two in that picture on the, that, yes.
This
yes.
one. Okay.
Darcelle and Deborah. Uh-huh. They were in Xanadu with me. So.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So I remember this when Xanadu premiered here in Richland Center. I'm not sure how long it, you know, it used to take a while to get to Richland Center. But Betty, you were there in the lobby with some pictures and some memorabilia from the movie. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Well, and what I learned from Mom is not to be afraid to have your camera.
Yeah.
And those were the days before social media, so they weren't afraid of it leaking. So they let us take pictures. So I had so many pictures from the filming. You know, I would just walk around and take pictures of Olivia and Jean, and nobody cared. Isn't so I'd send them all to Mom. If they did, I'd say, oh, they're just for my mom's dance school. She's just going to put them on the wall. And they'd say, okay.
Okay. So, and you yes. did. And you did and put I them did. On the wall, right?
I did.
Oh, yes.
And I did.
Oh, it's so fun to reminisce a little bit and talk about these things. But yeah, I'm going to have to frame these and get these in the studio. Thank
there you.
You. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Well, they told me you always say the solid gold dancer.
I
so.
Still do after all these years. A lot of people don't know what we're talking about, probably, if they were born after a certain point.
That's true. But,
oh, my goodness. As far as this for the weekend, though, this is really special for your yes. family, isn't it, Betty?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice.
The stage will be dedicated and named in your honor.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice, yeah.
So have you thought about what that's going to feel like or what that moment's going to bring?
Yeah, well, it's a lot of memories, and I think it's really nice. And, yeah, it's I really appreciate it. And thank you to everybody who's been involved in it, everyone. So that's very, very nice. Thank you, thank you.
Very, very, yes. very fitting.
It's yeah. the Richland County Performing Arts Council.
Right.
So mm-hmm. we thank them right. and everybody that helped put this and together. Yeah.
Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul.
Paul and Mick Cosgrove and Cheryl Delmenthal and Bob Frank and Alan Keller and Roseanne Knorr and Sheila Troxell.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people involved.
Right.
Behind the scenes.
So I want to thank all of them. Yeah. Very appreciative of all of the work they've gone to do this. Yeah.
And it's coming up Sunday at 2.
Sunday at 2.
And everybody's invited?
Everybody's invited. There's no tickets. It's just open to the public. Donations are always accepted because they're working on the stage still. All the donations will go towards the renovation of the stage. And it's called the Betty Hayes Baxter Legacy Stage.
Wow. Nice job.
Yeah, isn't that nice? I know.
So you're going for your 80th?
Yes, I am.
81st, maybe?
That's what she said to me.
Right?
we're saying the last final curtain, but she said, what if I want to go to 81? Maybe we just put a little X through it and say 81.
keep going.
Yeah, next year, June 12th, we're going to be back at the stage, and we're going to do the Betty Hayes tribute show.
Yeah,
it's like a variety show. Mm-hmm. So it'll be at the Richland Center Auditorium.
Right.
With everybody on the fire escapes. No.
they should figure out a better way by then, I would think.
Probably.
We maybe can decorate them with some flowers or something.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. We need the curtain with a peephole, though, so you can look out.
I think, is that still there? With the peephole?
If it is, it must be up in the rafters somewhere.
Yeah, it'd be way up, that's
what I mean. Yeah.
I know a tree I had a tree for the recital, and I know they pulled that way up because there's a lot of fly space.
Yes.
You know, that's one thing that was very, very nice for the auditorium. There was the fly space. And you don't have that everywhere.
Right, with the high ceilings
right, way up that you could pull stuff up and lower it and when you wanted it. So that was
Well, Todd Albaugh's coming back to be the MC.
Oh, good.
So that's going to be fun. And David Salutis is coming. And, you know, we've got the mayor speaking. And we've got, you know, some of Mom's students that went on to be teachers. So they're coming to speak a little. And it's going to be fun. And then afterwards, there's a little party up in the lobby. So everyone's invited.
We can't wait. What's the secret, Betty? What is your secret to longevity and being able to teach all these years?
I think the exercise, you know, with teaching has been very good, and it's good for the body, for everybody, for exercise, and your love of what you're doing. You know, if you love it, you're going to do it. If you don't, you're not going to do it. And so I've loved it, and I've kept on going. And, of course, they have Cheryl involved in what she's been doing was wonderful. And George, you know, what he was doing.
And Ellington, our son, is off. He was doing R5. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the whole family is involved, and that's the secret, because everybody's involved and everybody loves it. And
Even Dad danced.
Yeah, even Dad,
Lee Baxter.
Was he a good dancer?
No, he was the most timid man you'd ever want to meet, Never would he want to go on the stage.
He was born Baptist, and they did not dance, and then he married a dance teacher, and there you go. She taught him to dance. And he ended up teaching ballroom with her.
Is that right?
Yeah. Taught ballroom.
Taught the tumbling.
Yeah, and we did Richland Center High School when they had lessons during the year of typing and different lessons, different types of things, and we had the ballroom classes. And so, he helped me with that. Yeah, and that was wonderful.
They always say that everybody can sing, but can everybody dance? I mean,
I think they can.
Do you?
I think they can. I think, yeah, if they're taught and the teacher does a good job, you know, I think they can dance.
They always say two left feet. I mean,
right, I know they do.
Probably.
I hear that a lot, but I don't listen to it.
But I think sometimes it's because I was in a lot of musicals on local stage, but the choreography is what I had the problem with. I had the rhythm, but I couldn't remember. So sometimes it's probably remembering too, right?
It is, That's why it's
practice,
good.
practice.
I didn't do that enough, or I was practicing the wrong thing.
But that's why it's good for the brain today.
Right, exactly. So you have a lot of memorabilia as well at your house, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're bringing a lot of that to the lobby.
Are you?
So everybody can see the memorabilia, see a lot of pictures. I found lots of pictures of the Richland Center Auditorium stage. So they're coming, and then her awards, and her Guinness World Records is on the wall up there.
Wow.
So we've got the Guinness. Yeah, she got the Guinness World Record 76 years. So I sent everything into London, and they said, yes, she is the longest career to dance teacher in the world.
And counting, going for 80.
And that took quite a while.
Oh, it took me 3 months, yeah. They have to go through everything, and I had to send 47 till whatever year 76 was, 4 years ago. You had to prove every single year that she taught, that the studio was open, and I proved it.
A cool thing that you sent me a couple of years ago, Betty, is you found an old bill from WRCO Radio.
Yeah.
It was from the 50s when you had bought some ads to promote your show.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you paid for those?
Oh, no.
No? I can't remember what it said, but it was like from 1954.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so that was really cool because it had the old stationery that the radio would have used at that time. And you did a lot of promotion of the Chieftones too, Erin.
Oh, yes. That. Oh, yeah.
She taught the Chieftones. They would come to the house every Monday night.
Yeah.
And she would do their choreography. And they were on the Richmond Center Auditorium stage.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So a nice tie in there. Yeah. Was it easy to teach them the dance?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because they had all the rhythm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they were good. Musicians, so they.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. They were. And they loved it. They really liked it. And they worked hard at it. Yeah. And great bunch of guys.
They brought a mountain lion to the house.
Oh. Did they bring that to your house?
Oh, yes.
I knew they had one.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. They brought it.
And it was playing with me and put his jaw right on my neck. And they said, don't move. And I was 12 years old. And I said, I'm not moving. But I did get a big welt. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The next day, the kids at school didn't believe it was from a mountain lion.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Mountain lion.
Might have been something else. That's what they thought, anyway.
But when in those days, you had to develop pictures and wait for them to come back. So when we got the picture and then she took it to school, then they said,
I said, gosh.
They said, it really was a mountain lion.
They brought horses. They brought all kinds of stuff to our house.
My goodness. The mountain lion was supposedly a gift from Walt Disney, I remember.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Because they had played at Disney World or probably Disneyland at that time.
But they did have to. I did hear that they did have to give it up because it did start to get mean. It started to bite.
Oh.
So they had to.
Well, I'm glad it didn't bite that.
No,
day.
It must.
It gummed you though.
Yeah, gummed you.
Yeah. So, any other funny stories you can think of, like perils that happened during the performances at the auditorium? Or?
Well, we have one with Hartzell Fed a Place and David Salutis. Mom said, out and be a ghost. And so, blacklight number, she threw David out there with a sheet and put Hartzell up on his shoulders and then threw a sheet over him. And once the blacklight came on, David couldn't see a thing. And they hadn't rehearsed it. So, David went out one direction, came back, and the door jam was lower at stage right than stage left. He goes out one way and Hartzell hits the top and just falls off on stage. And then Mom just comes out and pulls him by the legs like a dead animal or something, you know. Just, yeah, that was a good one.
I bet that brought the house down.
Oh, yeah.
They probably wanted you to do it again the next night.
And I fell off the stage because I came back and surprised Mom. And George and I was doing Cats, and I made him learn the whole Cats number. So we're in our unitards with our Cats wigs and makeup. And I said, you go off stage right, I'll go off on the left, and we'll go in the audience like I do in the show. Well, she had a piece of wire, because nobody was going off. I was a surprise. And so it was a wire that was holding up a piece of scenery, so my foot caught it. I fell into the side of like the stage and my leg swelled up like a balloon. And of course I'm running around the audience trying to, you know, be a cat. And everybody's like, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, shh, I'm being a cat. You know? So I've had my share of things on the stage, you know.
You almost went on injured reserve after
that
then,
I did.
Right? Did you?
Well, I had to call Cats and say, yeah, I hurt my leg. But that thing swelled up like, you know, one of those big, huge, what do they call them? Hematoma? I don't know what they call them. Big.
Not good.
Not good is what they call it. Do you have any funny stories out? Those are my two that I remember.
Anything you can think of, Betty?
No. Well, you remember the girl coming through the...
Oh.
Cindy Perrell.
We had the back of the stage was a huge backdrop of like paper, like...
blue paper.
Canvas. Like canvas.
Right, right.
Yeah. And I was standing, like I always do, at the side of the stage, and I looked at the backdrop during the show, and there was this big bubble-like coming through.
Rolling. And it could have taken the whole scenery down, you know.
Oh, could have. And I went to the edge where it was coming, and there was a student that was a little, what will I say?
Naughty.
Naughty.
And so when she came through, I said, I knew it would be you. I won't mention any names.
I already did. I outed her.
Oh, you did, right? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Have either of you ever thought of writing a book?
Oh, I know. I've heard people tell me that.
Yeah, we should.
They should say to me different of my... A couple of my friends did come and take... used a microphone and did have me speak and do some things.
Mm-hmm.
And...
We did have Mickey Mouse fall off the front of the stage once.
Oh, yeah, we didn't dare say anything about that because of Disney.
Oh, you didn't want to get sued.
We don't want to get...
Statue of limitations is worn off by now.
Right.
We've had Big Bird come down the aisle. We've had all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, so,
yeah.
Any big plans for the 80th year? I mean, in terms of...
Well, we're going to get a lot of alumni together. So if any alumni's out there and they want to come and dance at the Betty Hayes tribute show, come on down.
Right. So yeah. that'll be fun.
Once
you learn, it must be like riding a bike, right?
Sure, I hope. I hope they tell me that.
Other than conditioning, that's probably the only thing that
true.
You
and remembering. Uh-huh. Remembering. So we're doing a big deck, dancing through the decades, where everybody who danced in the 50s through now will do their section of the decades. And then we're picking some of Mom's favorite numbers to do, Bye Bye Blackbird, and, you know, maybe we'll get some Grease Lightning guys, you know. She had 72 boys in the studio at one point.
But they weren't all in one studio.
Yeah, they were within like the towns.
Dodgeville, Richland Center. And
right. She taught at 16 different towns over the years.
Yeah.
She's known as the traveling dance teacher back then because people didn't drive, right? Yeah. So she drove to them.
Right. And a lot of those men that danced, they went on even to athletic career, some of them too.
Right.
Brady, right?
Brady Ewing.
Right? Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Maybe I'll get him to come back and dance.
Yeah. Well, that would be awesome.
Brady, come back.
We'll put the pressure on him.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome. How has dance changed over the years?
My,
Is it
quite a bit
more difficult now?
I would say it's not Betty approved at the moment.
Oh, okay.
The hip hop and some of the styles, but tap's always tap, ballet's always ballet.
Yeah,
modern. You know, that's all the same. But
yeah.
Yeah.
The cost of the costumes, too, right?
Sure.
Talked about sewing them back in the day, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. But when we did order them, then I'd have the parents pay quarterly, so it wasn't hit all at one time. They'd pay so much four times mm-hmm. during the year. So then it wasn't like bang, you know. But they, when they started to have, we could buy costumes made, you know. And the parents didn't have to sew them all. But when I talk to past students, they'll say, I have my costumes yet. I still have my costumes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some of those can make a reappearance, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so. And I'm doing a lot of video next year, so I'm going through 80 years of video. Because she has some home movies from the past, from when she's 12 and 14 dancing. So we've got those old movie projectors.
My goodness.
Yeah, David Salutis is coming over because he knows a lot about those. So he's helping us look through all the 50s and 60s and actually her 40s. We have some from the 40s.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there's footage of when you were dancing at 12 years old?
Right. Yes.
That is amazing.
Was that the Maxine Zipper Dancers?
Yeah.
Because she toured around. They did some USO shows and they did some state fairs. And so we've got some video of that even.
My goodness.
Some of those zippers get stuck.
They did, yes.
I'll get it for you.
Yeah. good stuff. What about people have helped you through the years, too? You've had, assistants and things like that.
Oh, right. That's some of them that are coming. Fawn and Holly, and they all have their... Fawn has her own studio now. Stephanie has her own studio.
Stephanie's in Madison. Mm-hmm. Fawn's in Ohio.
Right.
And Holly's
here. And Richard Center. Holly Johnson.
Right.
Dance mm-hmm. Elite. So they're all coming to speak, and they were all dancers that became her assistants, that became her teachers, and now they're teachers of their own schools.
Yeah.
Stephanie's in Madison with Move Out Loud.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Fawn went on to teach all over. She even taught in Thailand, or she taught somewhere?
Oh, she taught. Well, her husband was in different islands.
Mm-hmm. So she would teach in different places around the world.
When she went with him, then she'd start a school there. Like, mm-hmm. What did you say?
I thought it was Thailand, but she's coming back to tell her story. Everybody's coming back to.
Yeah.
And Susan Wisniewski taught in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And then Joelle McCarthy's coming back because her mother did a lot of the beautiful scenery.
Or Mary did.
Oh, sure.
Mary McCarthy.
Her mother.
Mm-hmm.
So
she's coming back to talk about that. So it's going to be fun.
Quite a legacy.
Yeah.
That is for sure. And that'll be for next year. But this coming Sunday, we're hoping a lot of folks will show up, Cheryl.
Exactly. I hope they do. It's free to the public. So come on down.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Do a little reminiscing.
That's right.
Anything else, Betty, that we didn't ask you or anything else you'd like to add today?
I'm sitting here thinking, I should have really prepared for this.
Put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But your grandson has done well for himself, too, correct?
Yes, Joe.
Oh, yes. He's been in R5 since he was 14, 15 years old. He's now 33. The band was thought of as a Disney band, so they changed their name to the Driver Era. So he's been working with them, and then he also does acting. He's been an actor out there since he was a little boy.
Where does he get that from?
I don't know. It's a family thing, right, George?
Well, all the best. Will he be coming back?
He can't, but he's coming back for the big show in the 80th.
Next year.
June 12th.
Tour,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's working now, so.
Wonderful.
But next year, he's got to take off.
Mark that on his
get
calendar.
Get the sub.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, ladies. It's such a pleasure to have you in here again. And we'll have you in next year when you're talking about the big show.
Right. The big show.
The big show. And thank you for the solid gold dancer pictures. I would have never, ever dreamed in my life that I would have autographed pictures of the actual solid gold dancers.
And those pictures are from the show, too.
That is amazing. Yes, thank you very much.
You are welcome.
It's going in the Hall of Fame here.
Is it better than Ski Pop?
Yeah, I think it's better than Ski
good.
Pop.
All right.
Cheryl Baxter, Betty Hayes Baxter, joining us here. Come out and see us. Come one, come all this coming Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Richland Center City Auditorium.